Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast. Dag Heward Mills is a healing evangelist, a best-selling author, and a mega church pastor. He's the founder of the United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches, overseeing over 3,000 churches across every continent of the world. He pastors the First Love Church, a vibrant church in the city of Accra, transforming the lives of thousands of young people for the Lord. Now listen to Dag Heward Mills.
Now, when you don't have, you are not able to see in to something, you have a hardened heart. What do you think? You can't see in. You can only see out, but you can't see in. You have outside, not insight. They had not gained any insight into the incidence of the loaves, for their hearts were hardened.
My God.
Do you understand? So whenever situations occur, incidents happen, you are not able to see into it. Okay? Now, to cut a long story short, one of the tragedies of Christianity that often shows a hardened heart is that we are not able as Christians to gain insight into the first step of our Christian lives, which is salvation. Most of us don't have insight into salvation and how great our salvation is. Do you see? And because we don't have insight, if we are promoted, if you want to call it a promotion, and God makes you into a minister who preaches the word of God, you can easily leave the preaching of salvation and even the doing of altar calls or even the teaching of salvation because you yourself, you haven't gained insight into salvation. You don't, it's not, when we say salvation, you see it as I've joined the church, so I'm saved. Do you see? So, pastors are gaining insight into success, acquiring money. You go to a pastor's house, his house is full of books on success, books on wealth, books on riches. Do you see? Things that are taught in the university for MBA and so on. But there's nothing much on salvation. It doesn't mean much to him. He doesn't see what he should talk about. What else there is to say.
Okay. Preach.
Hey, my boy. Yeah. He does not gain insight into how great a thing salvation is. I was talking to a lecturer of the university and I was telling him, you know, and I thank God that I've been to school. Because I've been to school, these lecturers cannot bamboozle me. When they talk, I talk. When they talk, I say. I told him, I said, I've been to the university for 7 good years. 7 good years. For the whole country, 50 people were chosen to do medicine at Lagos. And I was the 5th person to be chosen in the whole country. So think about that. And I went to university for 7 years. And I told him, I have studied ministry. And ministry is as important as medicine and more important. And there are many things to learn. Of which I have written. I know what is anatomy. I know what is physiology. I know what is biochemistry. I know all this. And I also know what is ministry. I know what they are. put them side by side. They are equally or even more important to be studied, to be learnt, to be taught. I talk with him for more than 1 hour explaining. And he says that I say this. At the point my wife was listening to me talking, he said, "Hey, the man has met his match today." He doesn't know, she said, he doesn't know how you are. When he says, "I'll say," when he says, "I'll say," it wasn't easy. Hallelujah. Amen. And so people want to discard Christianity.
Oh, dear.
And the blood.
Oh, Jesus.
And salvation.
Oh, Jesus.
Even the fact that Christ is called the lamb that was slain, not the goat that was slain, or the deer that was slain. A punchy that was slain. We don't understand. Hey, I'm a boy. We don't understand the greatness of what has been given, what has been done for us. As the Bible says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a way of salvation? And so, with 1 week of lectures or one session of 30 minutes, we dispose of something as great as salvation. And it means little to the average Christian and means little to the average composer of Christian songs today. Because they have gained, because their hearts are hardened and they have gained very little insight into what has been done for them. In Tina, most of the songs and the compositions today don't speak of salvation and the glories of salvation and the praise that has to be given to our God. We have gained very little insight. It's true. And I'm preaching a very good message. In spite of the drumming. These drums are what will not let the corn grow. Not the drumming in me. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
The average worshipper today rarely worships about the greatest thing that has ever happened. Look, if you can only be saved, it's enough.
It's a message.
If you can only be saved, it's okay. It's the wildest thing that could ever happen to you. It's the greatest thing that could ever happen to you. Alex, do you remember when your father died? You were sitting in my office when he died. If the only thing that could happen to you in this world is that you will know Christ, it's enough. It's enough. You can see the lack of insight and the hardness of heart in pastors, worship leaders, composers of songs, church members, writers of books. What do we write about? How to get rich, how to have this, how to do this, this and that and that. Nobody will ever speak of, because if you want to go into the, you want to get insight into what has been done for us, first of all, where we've been saved from going, hell. You know, I preached a message somewhere in one church, I preached John 3:16. I'm sure they thought I was mad. A bishop of church have come to preach John 3. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And I closed my life. This is my message. And my message was that they should not perish, that were perish. Where the worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. The worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. That we it means little to us. And so the average Christian, so-called born again Christian, would not respond to the call for people to come and go and proclaim to the whole world this great salvation that has been made available. No! We would respond to a call to give an offering to get more money. To give an offering to get some more money for ourselves, so that we'll have more money on this earth, plant a seed to get more money, more harvest, so that we'll be richer on this earth.
That's right.
But if we make a call for this great salvation which has been given to you, but because your heart is hardened, you haven't gained insight into what has happened to you. I thank God that I'm preaching what I'm preaching today. Because as I'm preaching, I'm getting inside.
Oh.
Yesterday I was called, and I had to do the unfortunate situation of dead people going to see dead people. Our church members' parents, etc., all dead. I had to go to the mortuary. I had to stand by widows again. Encourage people. When there's nothing to say as we look at the dead. But you know something? Yesterday, as I stood by the trolley and I saw a dead brother of this church lying there, everybody was thinking about something, but my mind went back. I don't know what everybody was thinking about, but as I saw the brother there in his shirt, I suddenly saw myself lying there. Like this. Just lying there, peacefully. And my mind went back to 1998. When I was suddenly thrown off the road, somersaulting. And I realized that this is me. But only that it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Almost.
Almost.
Hey. So suddenly I gained insight to what happened there. Because 7 years ago, I hadn't written any book yet. I've not sent any missionary anywhere. I've not started any missionary churches. We have not done many of the things that we are doing today. Most of the people who are in full-time ministry, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, five, most of you will be out 7 years ago.
Yeah.
So suddenly I gained an insight to what God had. I mean, the deliverance.
Yeah.
I realized that even though I had been delivered, I didn't understand what maybe why even I had been delivered for these last 7 years. It was something for these 7 years. You wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be full-time, many of you. There's nothing like a church in Lagos, those of you who are sitting here from Nigeria. I haven't written, when did we have not written loyalty and disloyalty.
I do like your testimony.
No, I have not written it when I was somersaulting.
Messy.
Or I have written it. No. This is the car. I went to look for the page. Look at it. You see that?
Yesterday. Mom could have been you.
Look at it carefully.
Terrible.
Huh?
You are showing pictures of this car.
You are showing pictures.
I'm showing pictures.
Do you have other pictures? Yeah, I'm looking for the other picture. Look at it. The roof is... You see, when you die, your neck is broken and you are dead. Look at the top of the car, it's mashed. As we stumble. Can you see it? Can you see? So my mind went back and I realized that, so this just me, I would have been just lying there like that. By now, 7 years, you people, you'd have forgotten me completely. I would not even be in your thoughts. Maybe by now, my wife would have found somebody to marry. Oh, yeah.
Mercy.
Ah.
sometimes.
Look at it. Can you see? Can you see it? That's our car. You see? You see? Somersaulting. Can you see it? Can you see? That would have been it. Yeah. We're gone. Our heads. So all of us came out. Oh, nobody was hurt. Just slight scratch, slight scratch, nothing. We all went home that day, and I preached that day. And it was as sudden as what happened to the people yesterday. Suddenly I understood. God had, this is what we call grace time. So all I'm living on borrowed time. I'm on extra time. I'm on extra time. This extra time. And I know that I've already fallen short. And I just pray for myself. Because to whom much is given, much is expected. Pray for me. And you are also on borrowed time. You think I'm the only one on borrowed time. Borrowed time. Only that you haven't seen. And you see, God allowed me to see. Extra time. Insight. So what is the time for? That's a big question. So what is the time? Your heart is hardened. You come out of accident. You almost die. This almost happened. Any incident that happens, it doesn't affect you. It does not touch your heart because your heart is hardened. You never gain the insight you are supposed to gain from things because you are, I don't know, you are like a coconut. Your heart is like a coconut. No matter what happens, you don't gain insight. Even when you attend the funeral, whatever experience you have, it has no power to change you or to turn you around. Hey, me, when I, look, after that thing, I was not normal. I questioned my salvation. I questioned my baptism. I gave my life to Christ again. I went for a second baptism. Look. When people have no experience, you will never know the effect.
Yeah.
I wait for that because I remember that scripture. He that is never, I've been baptized myself. Maybe the baptism wasn't a total, maybe my knee didn't go in or this place didn't go. So let me go and secure that baptism to be sure. But you haven't experienced certain things before. 18 now. By grace, you are saved. So that's why it's difficult to get any of you to work for God or to work for Him full time. There will be a discussion. Because salvation is difficult. You've not gained insight. There are very few musicians. Most of our musicians are carnal, callous, and hardened. And I'll not withdraw my word. You don't enjoy my message, you see. Even if you don't mind, enjoy my message, you can. I don't want to say something. There is a particular worship leader. He's called Tommy Walker. He really appreciates his salvation. Tommy Walker. He has another CD called Make It Glorious. When you listen to the whole Make It Glorious, it's just about salvation, how he became saved, why he saved, what? He knows my name. He has taught about, when you see him singing, simple, as if he doesn't even know how to sing, but he's singing his salvation songs because he has gained insight. His heart is softened and affected by the salvation. And we cannot be changed by this salvation that has been given to us. Oh God. Why did he save you? This is Tommy Walker. So I could be a soul set free. Why did... Listen to the words. So instead of just saying, hey, listen for a change. Why did he save you? So I could be a soul set free. Why did he save me? So you could be his child forgiven. Why did he save you? So we could show his grace and mercy. Why did he save me? To take his glory to the nation. Turn off the screens. Turn off the screen. I mean, remove the writing from the screen. That's what I mean. Okay. Listen to the words. Set apart to declare his glorious praise. How does it go? Chosen to radiate his glory and his grace. Once without hope, his mercy we've received. Let's show the world what it means to be redeemed. Let's show the world what it means to be redeemed. Saved us to show his glory. Saved us to show his... That's the reason of the salvation. Saved us to show his glory and his love. Set apart to declare his glorious praise. Chosen to radiate his glory and his grace. Once without hope. I know you don't hear that part when you are saying, once without hope, his mercy we've received. Have you not been a drunkard before? Yes. I just have to look at my fellow half-caste colleagues and I know I'll immediately gain insight to my salvation. Or look at your family members.
Yeah.
Let's show the world what it means to be redeemed. Saved us to show his glory. Saved us to... That's Tommy Walker. Let's think about our God. Let's think about our God, our Savior and our King, the one who gave it all. He gave up everything. Let's think about the man who shed his precious blood so we could be his friends until the end, and give our love and praise to him. He is our Savior and our friend. Let's think. Put on that my screen here. Turn off this one. Let's think about our Father's heart, so right and true. He's never giving up. Never giving up. Never giving up. You never thought of it. One day, I preached a message, and there was a bald-headed man. It was a wedding. And after the wedding, he came to me and he said, after the wedding, we were at a reception. And he said, young man, come here. So I went there. And then, come. So when he called me, I said, yes, sir. I was the pastor who had preached. And he said, young man, I want you to know something. I said, sir. He said, I am an Anglican and I will never change. Then he went and said, I am 80 years old. I think he was 70, either 70 or 80. I'm 80 years old. And I want you to know, I will never change. Then he went on and said, and I want you to know that I will never be born again. I will never be born again. This year, we had another wedding. This wedding was about 12 years ago. This year, we had another wedding. The same I will never be born again came. He was sitting right here. The man who comes said, come here. He said, I want you to know that I will never change. I preached fully. I said, hey, I will never be born again has come to church again. So I preached again fully. And I said, if you want to give your life to Christ, you want to be born again today, lift up your hand. Do you know who lift up his hand? I will never be born again. Let's think about our Father's heart, so right and true. He's never giving up on me or you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on.
And I said, the man who said, come here. I want you to know that I've never heard anybody use such words. I will never change. And I will never be born again. He sat right here.
I think where Pastor Johnny is sitting.
Yes.
You went, and I was very crystal clear. Because I didn't want any ambiguity. I said, this man is getting another chance. Will you keep your life? Will you be born again? Lift up your hand. He was right. He lifted up. And there were not many people who lifted their hand that day. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He was one of them. Let's think about our Father's heart, so right and true. He's never giving up on me or you. Let's think about God, our Savior and all. Let's think about our God of love and mercy free. He's washed as white as snow for all eternity. And give our love and praise to Him. He is our Savior and our friend. Let's give our love and praise to Him. He is our Savior and our friend. Let's think about our Father's heart, so right and true. He's never giving up. This is the best. This is my favorite part of the whole song. This line. This just only this line. And one day I said, I will never give up on anybody, no matter what. No matter what. Because God will never give up on me. Me, I should give up on somebody. Never. No matter what the person is or does, I will never give up on the person. Because that is God. And that is God's love. And God's nature. No matter what, He will never give up on you. Do whatever, He will never give up on you. You can also make it one day. Let's think about our Father's heart, so right and true. He's never giving up. Giving up on me for you. This is my part. One day I was dealing with some pastors and the song came swimming to me in the spirit. Let's think about our Father's heart. So, and then immediately I knew what to do. He's never giving up. Never give up. Never give up. Never give up. Shabala sapatasa. When you gain insight into your salvation, not any topic again, I'm talking about your rescue. Then you sing the chorus and give our love and praise. That is the only conclusion of the thing. And give our love and praise. He is our Savior, and there's no other way forward sideways. Let's give our love and praise to Him. He is our Savior and our friend. John, come. This is John. He's going to be a missionary. What was your original name? This is John Bofa. He's a missionary, our missionary. He used to live in London, in the UK, and he's going as a missionary somewhere. What was your original name?
Alaji.
Alaji. Ahmed Majid. Gain insight. Allergy, this is an allergy. I said, this is an allergy. Allergy means you have been to Mecca. before. And where are you from? Where did you become Elijah? I mean, are you a Muslim? Were you a Muslim? All your what? Parents, extended family, everybody. Which school did you go to? Amadia Secondary School. He's rooted and grounded in Islam.
Fully.
In Alaji Majid.
Fully.
Can you speak some Arabic? Say some things.
Allahu Akbar.
Oh, that one guy, I can also say. Say some other things. You have forgotten.
Yeah, I want to discard everything. Man.
You want to discard everything?
Everything. It's wrong.
Alaji Ahmed Majid. Alaji has become a missionary. Have you gained insight into your salvation? And give our love and praise to him. He is our savior and our friend. You see, you people, you don't believe if somebody dies in an accident that he can go to hell. You don't believe it. One day, a young man, his father died. And then he saw the pastor. And then he asked the pastor, Pastor, my father, has he? I think he has gone to heaven. Do you know what the pastor told me? Do you know what the pastor said? He said, Your father was a wizard. He said, your father has gone to hell. Yeah. Hey, Mama, hey. He said, your father was a wizard and your father has gone to hell. Because, you see, when you are close to somebody, you can easily not be able to diagnose that this man is going to go to hell. Because he has paid your school fees, he has done this for you, he has cared for you, he has done this. For you to diagnose that you are headed for hell, brother, it usually takes an outsider. So the pastor said, your father was a wizard. He has gone to hell. Hey! Alaji. Ahmed Majid. How did you get saved?
I was saved by a Nigerian in London.
A Nigerian? In where? In London. How? What happened?
I got arrested.
You got arrested?
They took me to the cell. And I met a Nigerian man there, and he started speaking about salvation.
You met the Nigerian man in the prison?
Yeah.
And he started to tell you about salvation. In the prison?
And even there, I was hardened because it was very difficult for me to accept. The conviction coming to me, so I had to finally give up. And since then, I've never turned back.
Since then, you've never turned back.
Yeah.
Wow. Hey. One out of your whole family. Your father is a Muslim. What is your father's name?
Alhaji Suleiman.
Alhaji Suleiman. And your mother is what?
Hajia Mariama.
Hajia what?
Mariama.
Mariama. And your brothers and sisters?
I have Baba. I have Hawa.
Baba.
Hawa.
Hawa.
Abiba.
What?
Abiba. Habiba.
Abiba. Yeah. And what again? These and are your brothers and sisters. Yeah. What about your cousins?
Oh, Ahmed.
Ahmed.
A lot of them. Mohammed. Issa.
Mohammed. Issa.
Yakubu. Haruna.
This is Alhaji Majid. Ahmed.
I come from the Imam's house.
You are coming from what?
Imam's house. The leader of the...
Imam.
Imam's
you
house.
Stayed in an Imam's house.
It's my this grandfather.
He was your shepherd.
My grandfather. So I want to share my testimony.
Yes, share it.
Hallelujah. My uncle is there, and he died last 2 weeks. So I was in prayer, praying for me. I've listed their names, so I always intercede for them. So as I reached his tent, I used the pen to cancel his name out. And I started weeping. And said, the Lord told me that, you see, how painful that, and somebody who doesn't know me dies. That's how I feel in heaven. That's what the Lord was
saying. You were praying for different people.
Yeah, I've listed their names. I always said for them. Yeah. And as I was praying, I got to his tent.
He had died,
but I had not canceled his name. So when I reached his tent, I canceled his name. So the Lord was ministering to me that, you see how painful that when somebody who doesn't know me, when he died, that's the way I feel in heaven. That's what the Lord was telling me. The one that unsaved person dies, that's how Jesus feels.
He has to cancel the person's name.
Not necessarily that, but like he feels, you see, the way I was crying.
You're feeling sad that he died.
He has died. And Jesus was telling me that's how the same thing that he also feels. When somebody dies.
Who doesn't know him? And most of us don't even care. One day I went to a church and I did an altar call. As soon as it was time for doing the altar call, the people started walking out. These type of big shot churches, they were all walking out. I was so offended. The next time I went to that church, I said, look, I am coming to preach and I will do an altar call. If you walk out, I will not come to this church to preach again. It is an offense.
Yeah.
That's the purpose of the church, but we don't understand it. I think that if I want to ask myself, what brings me to this place? I think that it's an insight into my salvation, that I'm so blessed to be saved. Not that I'm blessed to do anything, but to be saved. I'm blessed. And I think that's what encourages me most, to tell the whole world. And that's why when I preach and people come and say, you give your life to Jesus, and I see them coming, I'm so touched. But you see, for instance, if you do fundraising, you say, well, give money for an orphanage, give money for a hospital, give money to do NGO, people will be happy to give. But when you say, give money for salvation or for a crusade, a pastor wants money to make himself famous. And so you have more people, we have found more people in the church. The support for our orphanage is 100 times more than the support for crusades and for winning souls. 100 times more. People feel they are doing good. Let me give you some money to go and do an orphanage and to help people. Oh, let me give this, let me give that, let me give that. And if I was not to use grace and anointing and conviction and other things to raise money for crusades, I wouldn't get any support for crusades. Because our churches don't have an insight. And even when the pastor preaches about it, if their hearts are hardened, their only response is, let's give our love and praise to him. He is our savior and our friend. He was abroad. He was allergic. He's so grateful. And he wants to do nothing else apart from to work for God. He has abandoned everything that he's doing. And people will think that he's mad. But when you appreciate God and what he is, whether you are a church member, a singer, a composer, it will come out. It will be expressed. Let's think about our God, the high and lofty one, who says he's never far from the brokenhearted ones. Let's think about our Lord who formed the stars above so we could have a glimpse of his glory up above and give our love and praise to him. He is our Savior and our friend. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Just one thought of you, and all we can say is, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Just one thought of you, and all we can say is, let's think about our God, our Savior and our friend, the one who gave it all. He gave up everything. Let's think about the man who shed his precious blood so we could be his friends until the end, and give our love and praise to him. He is our Savior. And I preach a camp called Abbas. Perhaps it's the best camp I've ever preached in my whole life. We sang this song more than 100 times. If you haven't listened to that CD, you are not my friend. Okay, you are my friend, but I mean, you are not close. Yeah. And if you don't like it, your heart is not close to my heart. Abbas. Let's give our love and praise to Him. He is our Savior. And our... You will never think of anything else apart from to give your love and praise to Him. And people will think you are radical, you are mad, you are crazy, you are this. I love it. Brother John, I'm happy to know you. And I'm happy that it means something to you.
Amen.
That it means something to you, what He has done for you. I'm happy. Like I saw myself yesterday on a trolley. And I said, this is me. 7 years ago, I would have been here, forgotten by now. Oh, yes. Try not to die. It's when you die, you'll be forgotten so quickly that you'll be surprised. I'm telling you. Yeah. Try not to die. Because die, when you die, you'll be surprised how you'll be forgotten quickly. And your replacements will be lining up quickly to take over. Whatever you were doing.
Marys.
It's true. Ododo constituency. Is there not somebody who died and they are doing it? Do you think they are thinking about... They are very happy the man has died so that they can come in and they are fighting over his place. Ododo. Who are those contesting? Whose son? The man's son. And who else? It's not an old guy. That is eight. Thank you. Why did He save you so I could be a soul set free? Why did He save me so you could be His child forgiven? Why did He save you so we could show His grace and mercy? Why did He save someone like you to take His glory to the nations? Set apart to declare His glorious praise. Chosen to radiate His glory and His grace. Once without hope, His mercies we've received. Let's show the world what it means to be redeemed. Saved us to show His glory. Saved us to show His love. Saved us to show His glory and His love. Saved us to show His glory. Saved us to show His love. Saved us to show His glory. In every corner of Nigeria, Alex. Saved us to show His glory. Saved us to show His love. Saved us to show His glory and His love. Saved us, come on. Saved us to show His glory. Saved us to show His love. Saved us to show His glory and His love. Why did He save you? His soul set free. Why did He save me? So I could be His child forgiven. Why did He save someone like you? So you could show His grace and mercy. Why did He save you? To take His glory to the nation. Us to save us to show His glory. Save us to show His love. Save us to show His glory and His love. But if you are a pachuno, even, is it some of you, when you watch The Passion, it doesn't even affect you. You just look at it and say. And because the pastors are not preaching, God is raising up Hollywood actors to try and speak to the church through that angle. But the pastor wouldn't preach about it. the glories of his salvation. It's true. Let's think about our Father's heart, so right and true. I'm sharing with you from my heart. If you are not a Christian or your heart is not suffering, what I'm talking about is of no interest to you. You want to hear some step of prosperity, step of this, step of this, step of that. You see, you are not involved here. You should have only come in the morning. You didn't have come in the evening. Let's think about our Father's heart, so right and true. He's never giving up on me or you. Let's think about our God of love and mercy free. He's washed us white as snow for all eternity and gave our love and praise to him. He is our Savior. Yahweh for Bonnie. Let's give our love and praise to him. He is our Savior and our... See, your Savior and your friend. A friend. Is it possible? Now let me just come to one thing. I'm just going to end with this. Because the Lord is telling me to tell you this before I close. How many realize that you are still bad? How many realize that you are still bad? Let your heart be touched by the reality that you are still bad. Listen to this. God sent his angel to Egypt. There was a certain Dansoman area called Goshen, where the Israelites were living. Destruction was coming to everybody in Egypt. Why was destruction coming? Because they were Egyptians? No, because they were bad. But were the Egyptians the only bad people? The Israelites were also bad. And just as destruction had to come to the Egyptians, destruction had to come to the Israelis. Because all of them were going to reap from their sins. And the angel of death was coming to kill all the sinners. And was coming to kill the firstborns in the system. And reap the vengeance of God in the host. And the angel doesn't know Israeli from Egyptian. He knows only sin from no sin. And so when he looked through the whole of Egypt and he had been sent to kill all the black people, it was not going to be easy for the Israelites as well as for the Egyptians. So God told them, he said, take a lamp, otherwise you will die tonight. Take a lamb, a baby lamb, soft one, and kill it, and take the blood, and put the blood, paint it this way, and paint it this way. And when your deserving punishment comes, he said, when I see the blood, I will pass over your heart. But if I don't see the blood, you will suffer the same punishment as everybody else who deserves the punishment. I am no better from any unbeliever in this town. You, even after our salvation, it is clear that we are still bad. Even after, long after, 10 years after, 15 years after salvation, it is still clear. It is obvious that we are bad and deserving of punishment. The only reason. Is this blood that was shed for you and for me painted over the blood? When I see the blood, I will leave you out. You should have died, but I will leave you out. You should have died suddenly, but I will leave you out. what it means to me, because I can see, when I see unbelievers, I say, me and these people, we all have bad thoughts. Look, let me ask you, since you became saved, have the bad thoughts increased or decreased? Huh? They have increased. They have increased. In fact, you are becoming more aware as you come to church. You become more aware of the bad things that you shouldn't have thoughts about.
Yeah, because we can't touch.
Mercy. Mercy. You can't do with your hands. So you'll be thinking what you cannot do. You cannot kill, so you only think of the killing. You are condemned. I'm also condemned. I'm so condemned. I'm so useless. I'm condemned. Unclean. Unclean. Look, when you read the Bible, it says that you are so encumbered with diverse washings, because you need washings. You see, when Christ came, he told them, they were always washing themselves. Wash your hands. But because when you move, 1 hour passes, Lord, I mean, something bad will be on you from somewhere. How many have realized that within 1 hour after the service, you need washings? That's why you need wash your feet, wash here. The Bible says diverse washings. Have you seen that verse before? Diverse washings. When you do anything, you have to wash quickly. And then they came together and they found for, they said to the disciples, why do you eat bread with unwashing hands? And they found fault. And the Pharisees said, they eat except they washed, and for the Pharisees and all the Jews, except they washed their hands often, holding the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the market, except they wash, they eat not. And many other things there be which they have received to hold, as the washing of cups and pots and brazen vessels and tables. Washing. Every day there must be washed. Ejake. Dirtiness. Then ask the Pharisees, why walk not your disciple according to the tradition and eat bread with unwashing hands? And he said, well had Isaiah the prophet said, you hypocrites, these people honored me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. How they in vain they worship me. He said, full well you reject the commandment of God. Hearken unto me, there is nothing from without a man that can enter into him to defile him, but the things which come out of him, those are they which defile him. If any man have ears, let him hear. Then he says, from that which cometh out of the man defileth him, from within, out of the heart, proceed evil thoughts. So as soon as one evil thought comes, you need washing. One bad thought, no, you need washing. Hey, many of us need washing, you know? Thefts, adulteries, murders, this, that evil eye. It's hopeless. Only the blood. The lamb that was slain for me. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And that's why it means so much to me. And I like to talk about it and give my life for it. I don't know what it means to you, and I don't care what it means to you. I don't even care. It means a lot to me. I don't care if it doesn't mean it. I don't care if you yawn 1 million times when I talk about my salvation. I don't care. You can go to hell if you want to. I love my Jesus, and I'm so happy that I'm saved, and my salvation is everything. In fact, I have left everything because of this salvation that I have experienced. I've left everything else. And when a young man wants to do the same, I should discourage him. Never you me. I should discourage him from giving his life for that and encourage him to go and do something else. Never. The men and women in every village in Ghana are as precious as anybody, anywhere in the world. And I will send people everywhere. There is a human being who Christ died for. They are also worthy of the salvation of this blood. To hear of it, they are also worthy. And I will go.
I'll preach, I'll say, I'll do it. Because it is everything to me. Auntie Virginia, are you not glad that you are saved? Huh? We are all so bad. Kingsley, are you glad you are saved? So glad. I'm so glad. Pastor Ima, are you glad? Very glad. Hey, are you glad? Saved us to show his glory. Saved us to show his love. Pastor So, are you glad? His glory and his love. Come on, saved us. Saved us to show his glory. Saved us to show his love. Saved us to show his glory and his love. Sit down. In conclusion, I am telling you, soften your heart.
Oh, Jesus.
Try to gain insight. Listen to the messages I've preached about the blood and let it touch your heart. Listen to the message about others. Buy the tapes, the CDs, whatever they are. Let it touch your heart. Start to appreciate the salvation. And start to appreciate people who sing. So, but you have Tommy Walker. You see, you don't have it. You don't have it. What's the latest Christian song in Ghana? What is the latest Christian music in Ghana? Yes, local. What's the latest? Huh? Osru what? Sing it. What does it say? What are the words? I'll leave everything to go there. That's good. I think, huh? Okum Chola, what's that? What are the words?
Okum Chola, 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 Okum Chola, Okum Chola is Chola, Chola is Okum Chola is Chola, Chola, Chola is
That's the whole song. Is it popular? Okum Chola. What does it mean? Daughters of Glory, that first song they sang, what's that CD? The first song. You see, it talks about salvation. How does it go? You see, if I hadn't met you, I would have been Lord. That is. Eh? Yes, sing it. Come. You see, of all the three songs, although I forced to understand it, when I listen to that one, I appreciate it. Because I just got that small part that if I hadn't seen you, I would have been lost. And then I liked it immediately. Sing it. You are my everything. You are my salvation. If I leave you, my salvation is lost. If I reject you, my hope is gone. Sing that solo. If I hadn't, Reverend Saki, explain it. I would have had happiness or peace. Every kind of happiness comes from you. Sing it. The time that I met you.
I'm redeemed.
Sing it again. Start from the top. If I hadn't met you. Come on! That's my best part of that song. Mishawa Kamayira. That's it. Fully. And Kamayira.
place again. What is that? Satan was
a captive of Satan.
I was a captive of Satan. Say it. He would. Satan was taking me to the left, Benkum, and then the Mifa, the right and the left. The Benkum and the Mifa, he was taking me to the left and to the right. Satan was taking you left, and he was taking you right, and Christ came to save you. Oh. Do you understand why I like daughters? Do you understand why I like them? The rest of the ones, I don't know what they are singing about. But this one, I could tap into it. Sing it, continue. Ahuto is what? Peace. Nanse means now, or what?
Now I've got.
But I did not get any peace. It was taking me Benkum, it was taking me Nipa, but I wasn't getting any Ahuto. To and fro, but I wasn't getting any peace. Sing it. The time that I saw you, I was redeemed. How do you say that one? Madimihu. Madimihu. Aish. Madimihu. Sing the chorus. You are my everything. Madimihina. Isn't that? My adi that I have in my life. Nina, my everything. My everything. My atezi. My blessing. Hey, give the Lord a shout of praise, somebody. You are my savior, salvation. Yes. If I leave my salvation would have abomined me. It's lost. So if I pull so, then what will happen? Me need that so, and in that so, hope is vanished. And in that do motus, my hope is gone. My and in that so is finished. There's another verse. Sing it. When I look at what you have done for me, my mouth cannot say it. Sing it. Asidankwa. Thank you so that I'm going to give to you. Is that not what he's saying? Only asidankwa. Only thanks. Is that not what the man said? So let's give our love and praise to him. That's the same thing. Asidankwa is thank you. Nkwa is so. I mean all the way. Only. Asidankwa. Yes. Mishra Wadishi Moja, royal blood, Adishi Moja, royal blood. When I look at your Adishi Moja, blood that is royal, that you have poured out for me, royal blood. Sing that line again. Adishi Moja, poured out for me. Sing it again, continue. And then I say that you are my God. Oh my God. What's that?
My what?
Abandon. Sing that part again. Abandon. How do you say it?
Guaycobia.
That is it. Refuge. Abandon ding mean Yehovah. All right. The last one.
If you say, give me a free feed, yes, soup for feed you.
I don't know.
That one is what? You have taken me from what? How do you say trap? Efidie.
Efidie is like machine.
A machine. Efidie.
Trapping machine.
That's it. Like how they catch a grass cutter. And what's the next one? May you are here. And I always thank you. Sing the solo, the chorus. You are my everything. You are my salvation. If I leave you, my salvation is lost. If I throw you, my hope is gone. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Hallelujah. Amen. Sit down. How many are glad about your salvation tonight? Are you gaining insight? You see, when you are softened by the thought of your salvation,
thank you, Bishop.
Then you have only one thing. It's true. You will be thankful. So, the different tree singers will be like, when this one says, what does it mean? He's singing about what has also touched my heart. That's why I like it. And you see that the musicians, they are not interested in salvation. Inting and certain songs, they would rather be listening to the jazz and the bass guitar and other things. With words that have no meaning. Sometimes some of the Christian musicians, they just join words together because it's supposed to be a Christian song. You can see that it's not from their hearts. They just join words together, like what we call gathered English. You gather the English words together and make a sentence. It's not coming naturally. You bring one word from here, one word from there. Gathered English. It's a gathered words, but it's not from their hearts. But this song, when they sang it, I realized something. Real salvation. Asidankwa. It's great. Mijawa. Mkwajia bome. Mishiawanka. Mayira. Fully. Lost. Pastor Devil, where would you be? You would be 6 feet under in a village somewhere. All the time you've been going up and down, up and down, and up and down. Christ had not had mercy on you. You do know where you will be by now. You would have, even when they open your coffin, you wouldn't see anything. Just your teeth. You see the teeth just like this. 7 years ago, if I was in this thing, when you open my coffin, you see.
Grace.
Oh, call grace.
Adam.
I can talk about salvation forever and ever and ever and ever.
Forever.
I know.
It's true.
Because I really love him.
Thank you, sir.
For what he has done. And I like to be close to people who appreciate the salvation. Stand to your feet. I said, lift up your hands to the Lord and just thank him. Bless the name of the Lord. Thank him for your salvation. Praise him. Give him glory. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. We give you praise. We give you honor. Thank you, Jesus, for your great blessing. Hallelujah. It's never giving up. Let's think about our God, our Savior, and our King. The one who gave it all, he gave up everything. Let's think about the man who shed his precious blood.
So we could be his friends until the end, and give our love and praise to him. He is our Savior and our friend. Let's give our love and praise to him. He is our Savior and our friend.
Let's think about our Father's heart.
Let's think about our Father's heart, so bright and true. He's never given up on me or you. Let's think about our God, of love and mercy free. His world's just white as snow for all eternity. And give up. Let's give our love and praise to him. He is our Savior and our friend.
Think about our Father's heart again.
Let's think about our Father's heart, so bright and true. He's never given up.
Come on.
Giving up on me.
Think about our God.
Let's think about our God, of love and mercy free. He's washed us white as snow.
Come on!
All eternity, and give our love and praise to him. He is our Savior and our friend. Let's give our his friends are...
Come on, let's give our love.
Give our love and praise to him. He is our...
Is he your Savior? Come on, let's give our love and our praise.
Let's give our love and praise to him. He is our Savior and our...
Come on again.
Let's give...
Let's give our love. Let's give our praise. Let's give our thanks. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your life. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for salvation. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Give us insight, Lord, what you've done for us, what you've saved us from. How you've helped us, how you've had mercy, how our friends and our brothers and our sisters and our cousins and our relations and the people we know, Lord, how they don't know you, but we are not better, but your blood has covered us, oh God. Let this blood, Lord, be shown to many others through our appreciation of your great love for us. I thank you, Father. I give you thanks. Give the Lord glory. Hallelujah. You may be seated. I believe that More of us that appreciate what he has done for us will become evangelists. Yeah. We'll become pastors. Yeah. We'll become ministers. Yeah. We're blessed. Father, let a grace and a cloud, let there be a blessing to evangelize the whole world. Let there be a grace for your sons and daughters. Now let them take this blood. Let them go to the corners of the world. Let them reach out to every dark place, every corner, with this blood, with this salvation, with this great way of salvation which has been shown to us. Let there be a grace and a help and angels and your power upon your people to go far and wide and to every corner and to every place to do your great will and to show your love and mercy to the whole wide world.
Jesus,
we thank you, Lord. Thank you, right now. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.